from Amenasiv view. Noble Likra is Koin Achad, Koin Behesek Yisrael Beneim. According to the Mechaber, one can call a second Koin as long as there was a Hefsek of the Yisrael between. In other words, basically, if you have a Levi, you would call Koin Levi Yisrael, and then afterwards you call another Koin. And then you could also call up a Levi also. The idea behind it is if you call a coin after coin, it looks like the first coin is possible. But if you already did the whole thing, the Levi in Yisrael, and then you did a coin, it doesn't look like there's a problem with the first coin. But Oyma Achazen, Kshakoy Lashene, Afa Pishu Koyin, the second coin that he calls up, he says, even though he's a coin, I'm calling him up. Yes, it's an argument, but Levi after Levi is the same thing. Lies of Levi after Levi, after he went through the first order, and you can start again. And the Ramah says, "Achelu to lalu is gamkin lemafter v'chiyagavna." If you also have a koyin alevi, get the liyot mafter. Koyin mafter is dam a lochus lefgomer darei lemazkir shmoy. They just say the bava mafter should come up, and you don't have to say that he's a koyin because anyway you mention his name. These are Ramah v'yishay m'shein lekoyis koyin alevi leminin shivah. The more stringent opinion is a Kohen Levi should not get any of the first seven aliyahs other than the first two. First one for the Kohen, second one for the Levi. But after you gave all seven aliyahs, then you can give an aliyah to the Kohen Levi. It says, Ramah v'chei nogim dinu se'elu, that the minig v'yos is not to give the Kohen Levi any of the first seven aliyahs other than the ones that were designated for them. Mr. Brewer brings me the evidence. They made a mistake and they called the Kohen Levi in one of the middle aliyahs. So if you can give him the Mafter or the last aliyah, Achron, which is the eighth aliyah, then just keep him up there. And in the meantime, call other people and give him the later aliyah. But if there's not an option, once you're going up, you let him have the aliyah. Yeah. So you have Hechotim so that a Levi or Kohen can get one of the later aliyahs, if it was done by mistake. The Maisa, the Mishabur brings from the Lavush, that even though according to the Ramot Mashma, once you gave out seven aliyahs, you can freely give out the rest of the extra aliyahs to Kohanim Levim. The Maisa today, the Minig is only for Achron, which means the last aliyah of the Parsha, after you have seven, or the eighth or ninth, whatever number it is, or Maftit. The idea behind it is that in those days, the one who finished the parsha was considered the very choshev aliyah. Many of the people they would give it to the godel shebetzibo, choshev a person betzibo. So many of them that is understood is set aside for choshev people, including kohanim levim. If the achron was a kohen, you could still give the mafter to the kohen. It's one kohen after the X, it's the second one, but since there was kaddish in between. That is acceptable. The Maisa, the Mishruya says, in a situation where there are two simchas together and they're both Kohanic families and Levim families, then there is a possibility of giving out seven aliyahs, and then they call up the second chosen with his family, and they give out those aliyahs, getting some extra aliyahs for Kohan Levim. The Maisa today, we don't do that. We just give out either Achron or the Maftir to a Kohen Levi. By saying, for Torah, or Maisa, you can give a Kohen for the Chosn Torah, Chosn Pereishis, and Maftir. All three could be Kohanim, because each one's reading a different Sefer Torah. As Rebbe says, though, when it's Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh Tevis comes out on Shabbos, there are also three Sefer Torahs. So he says, the first one, which you read the Pasuk Shavua, you should not call up a coin for the last aliyah, even if you have more than seven, because then have the chashivas of Achron. Achron means the last one was reading from the regular kriya. So normally the regular kriya is up to the mafter. The mafter is just repetition. But on this time, basically you have Shchodesh and the Chanukah aside from the regular one. We finish the regular kriya with the kriya of Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, one will finish the Parsha Shavua is not really finishing off the regular kriya. So the bottom line is, if it's Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, one should not give the last aliyah of the Parsha Shavua to a koy. Yeah, one who gets the Rosh Chodesh one, which is the end of the regular kriya, he could be a koyin if he's the eighth person getting aliyah, and then you could call another koyin for the parasha of Chanukah. So basically, on Shabbos, Shchodesh, Chanukah, you could call the Kohen for the Rosh Chodesh Kriya and for the Chanukah Kriya. Same thing applies when Pasha Shkolim comes out, also Rosh Chodesh. Okay. Mishim Brura says, and if it's Simchas Torah, you have a lot of Kohenim and Levim, that's considered Shas HaTchak. So we heard before that Shas HaTchak, you can, after you call Kohen Levi Yisrael, you can do call another Kohen. He says, in such a case, you should do Kohen Levi Yisrael, and then another Seder of Kohen Levi Yisrael. Let's keep that order. I just call up Kohen arbitrarily. Okay. Sith, The Chazan called out Kohen Levi, and he's not around. So we're going to have to call somebody else up, but they should just tell him to come up. They shouldn't call up with his name. Shouldn't look like there was something problematic with the first one. In other words, they shouldn't make a whole yamai for another person, just somebody should go up, or at least discreetly, they should have him come up. This brings the chiddush of the Shai Ephraim, that if they called the Kohen Levi for Achron or Mafter, and he wasn't around, then you can call up somebody else with his name, because there's no chashash of gam of the Kohen Rishon, because Achron Mafter anyway is nothing specifically for Kohanim. Just give it to a coin, but it's not that for a coin. Okay. The Shabbos says the Ramah says this is a minig, that, like we said, don't call up if the coin was not around, just have somebody else come up without calling her out. And the Ramah continues, we don't have to be choshes that it looks like a pagan, he's already up there. Why is he calling somebody else? Because he's up there to give it out to other people. Have a good day.